Here's something I want to challenge today. You can have great episodes, and you can still not have a podcast that makes you money. You can even have a content system and still feel like your podcast is not doing anything for your business. Episodes alone don't create clients, but funnels do. And if your podcast isn't part of a bigger ecosystem, it will always feel like, in quotes, just content. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So welcome to Podcast First Marketing. I'm Allison Nitsch, and I'm here to help you turn your podcast into your most powerful marketing tool, one that brings in email subscribers, clients, and sales without having to be everywhere. One of the things I learned from working with business owners is that the podcast itself is not the problem. And 9 times out of 10, they quit way too early because of that. The podcast was great. The problem was that the ecosystem or the funnel as a whole did not exist. Their podcast exists, their offers exist, their email exist, but none of it was intentionally connected. And for a long time, I thought the answer was just better content. Then I thought it was better planning, all of these things. And while planning is part of the solution, it's not the whole thing. That's why my planning sessions are only maybe a fourth of what I do in my Podcast First intensives. What changed everything for myself and even for my clients was stepping back and taking an overall look at designing the entire Podcast First ecosystem as an entire big picture, not just the episodes themselves. Episodes are just a piece of a puzzle. Again, this is where I see podcasters going wrong. And out of the last probably 5 that I have seen quit or stop their show, I can tell you exactly what is missing, but I will leave that for another time. But what I do want to talk about in this episode is that episodes alone will not carry your business. We think they will. We think that that's what a podcast is. It's episodes. And episode planning is extremely important, but again, it's only just a layer of it. What I will say is that when I see podcasts stall or kind of fizzle out, maybe the episodes, they were very thoughtful. They had lots of information, but they were very disconnected from the offers. The listeners would enjoy the content. They would reach out. I've even reached out to some podcasters, but I would never work with them. Because the main thing is we don't know what to do next as a listener. You or these podcasters may see their email list grow very slowly or not at all, or the sales come maybe here or there, or again, not at all. That's very unpredictable. It's because the podcast is operating without a funnel. And if you don't like the word funnel or identify with it, it could also be described as an ecosystem or this, like all the little interconnecting pieces. A marketing infrastructure, if I've heard it called that, like your conversion path, things like that. You get the point. I think of it more as a podcast first ecosystem. And this, it basically means it's a clear path where your podcast, your email, and all of your offers work together. It's all like this little system. You can't see me, but I'm spinning my finger. So what does this podcast first system, ecosystem look like? Or what does it include, I should say? Basically, when your podcast is doing what I say is like it's working for your business, and some people may be thinking, well, what does that mean? Well, it's helping you get what you're wanting it to. You're wanting it to make sales. You're wanting it to bring you clients. It's all this larger system. And things that are included in this larger system are, where are these listeners coming from? Are they coming from search? Are they being referred? Do they find you through SEO? Are you getting visibility somehow? What happens when they do listen? Are they learning to trust you? Are you shifting their beliefs? Are they getting more clarity from what you're talking about? Where are you sending them next? Are you sending them to a freebie, maybe a low ticket offer? Are you sending them to your email list, to your main offer? And here's the thing I don't think a lot of people think about, but what are you ultimately selling on your podcast? Is it one clear aligned offer, or are you sending them in 25 different directions and they don't know what you sell? They don't know what they should purchase from you. And then the other thing is, how does all of this fit your capacity? What is your workflow for your podcast? Are you batching? Are you recording last minute? Are you one of those last minute people? Is your podcast even sustainable for you? Can you keep up with podcasting the way you're doing it right now? most podcasters only focus on one of those pieces. And most of the times, it's usually the content or the production. Those are the two I hear the most. But businesses only grow when that entire system works together. Your podcast only grows your business when that entire system works together. So why is planning great content not even enough? Why are these episodes not enough? And this is where most people get stuck, because they plan the episodes, they understand strategy, they know they need more than just talking about their offer. They even know that their content should lead their listener to that offer, but they still don't know which offer their podcast should prioritize. If you have more than one offer, what are you talking about? How many call to actions is too many? Which episode do you give what call to action? How do you structure your email around your podcast? Or how do you keep up with everything without burning out? That is a huge one, because when you're not seeing the ROI, the first thing you want to do is just say, this isn't working, I'm done. So even with these planned episodes, the guessing is still happening. They're still throwing it all together and hoping that it works. Planning solves what you're going to say, but the funnel or the ecosystem or the infrastructure, whatever you want to call it, solves how your business grows with your podcast. And that's what I help you do. This is the gap that the Podcast First Intensive solves, and this is why the Podcast First Intensive exists. I do help people plan episodes. I even have a little mini offer that does just that, but that is a piece of the intensive. So it's not just planning the episodes. It's not just the visibility tips. It's not just the workflows. It's all of it together and more. It is where we design your entire podcast first system, the funnel that connects your podcast and your emails to your offers, all of that, the episode strategy that supports your funnel, the visibility, the SEO pieces that bring in the right listeners, because if no one's listening, how are you going to talk to them? And the workflow that makes it all sustainable for you. You need all of that. And by the end, your podcast isn't just one more thing on your list. It's not something that you feel like, oh, I have to do that because I need to have a podcast episode go out. No, it is the thing, the foundation your marketing is built on. I am so passionate about this. I feel like I'm yelling. I don't think I am, but I feel like it. So this is the work we do inside of the Podcast First Intensive. We build the full ecosystem that helps your podcast become that client-generating asset. It is the marketing tool that you focus on. You will know how your podcast fits into your business. You will know how listeners move from discovering you to becoming a paid client, and you will know how to run this system without constant effort, without being overwhelmed, without thinking it's just another thing, without going, oh, what am I going to talk about this week? So stop treating your podcast like it's just content. It's not. I want you to start using it like the business tool it is meant to be, that it can be. Not all of us think of a podcast this way. Once I have figured this out, it's like, oh my gosh, what have I been doing the last 4 years? But either way, here I am. So I'm helping you create your podcast as the business tool it's meant to be. So you can apply for the Podcast First Intensive. All of the details are linked in the description. Applying does not lock you in. It simply just opens the conversation to learn more, to ask me questions, to find out more about it. If you go to the link in the description, there is a ton of information about it, but I know we all have more questions. So that is what applying does. It just opens the door to ask me more questions and for me to answer them for you. So with all of that being said, your podcast does not need more episodes, even though I still feel like every week I have more to say. And I'm like, should I do a second episode? No, no, just one. You need a system that knows where it's going and why it exists in your business. And that's what we will do inside of the Podcast First Intensive. So click the link in the description to apply, to ask me more questions. You can always send me an email or a DM. I'm happy to answer anything, but until next time, keep creating episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client, and I will see you here next week, friend.